Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Extremely Local News is sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey now with news about a plan for a Chicago River floating parade. Let's hear about this, Seamus.
Right. This sounds interesting. These are from the guys that have been playing these concerts on the river for the last couple years. They were sort of unauthorized shows because they're out on one of those big floating pillars that are just off the Belmont Bridge. They would bring boats and bring generators over there and just have been performing for people on the banks and under the viaduct there, or under the bridge there. So, but it's gotten really big. They have about 500 people at their first show this year, and the city is now sort of on board with this. So they're going to let them have concerts there, but also have this parade of people on boats, different bands. They're going to stagger them for a couple hours, and then they're just going to play music floating up and down the river on July 19th, starting at high noon, they say. So, an unauthorized thing became legitimate suddenly this year. So kind of a cool little way to celebrate the North Branch of the Chicago River.
Yeah, I like it. Maybe it'll be an annual event, kind of like a version of Venetian night.
That's right.
First in the country, coming soon to O'Hare. And this hasn't been finalized yet, though, has it?
No, this has not been finalized. O'Hare, we've talked about in the past, is looking to expand some of its options in the terminals, make it a little bit more interesting, some just different places to go. And they've opened it up to local vendors to apply, so we're keeping track of these ones. And an interesting one was Sidetrack, which is probably most popular gay bar in Chicago. It's on North Halsted. They applied for a spot in Terminal 1, the United Terminal. So they've got a pretty big group that they've put together. This Somos Hospitality would run it. So they've got a proposal in with the city of Chicago to open out at O'Hare, which would be, by our account, the first gay bar in an American airport. So Sidetrack made a lot of history on the north side of Chicago, so they're trying to continue to make history at O'Hare now.
And finally, I guess you could call this the Bookmobile. I remember when David Letterman used to have the Bookmobile on his show, but this is a real deal coming to the west and south sides, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a great project. It's called Open Books. They have a couple shops around Chicago where they give out books for kids in need. And now they've got actually a bookmobile that goes around. And, it's kicked off just a couple weeks ago, and they're going to go around to the west and north, west and south side neighborhoods. Going to pull over for a while, let kids come in there and pick out some books and do a little reading. So a great opportunity. Open Books. There's a list of places where it's going to be stopping at blockclubchicago.org if anyone's interested.
Good idea. Have a good weekend. Thank you, Seamus Toomey.